all the kli. Aye, why does Rabbi Elazar say in our Mishnah that that gutter, whatever it is, once it's now attached to the ground, it's called part of the house, that it's included in the sale of the house? Not because it loses the shame kli right now, no. It's still called the kli right now. Because a new sror, when you sell the ayin yofa. That he owes the moicha, sells with a good eye. So he meant to include even these kelim also. But that's the sror nechira. But hilchas mikvah, it would pass with the mikvah. For Rabbon and Savri, no. Moicha b'yayin ra moicha. Rabbon held no. There's less brisa that even though this rechayim, even though it's attached to the ground, but since it was chokak first it was made into a kli, so it's not called part of the house. Even though later you attach it to the ground, it's not included in the sale, maybe not because Rabbanan say it's not part of the ground. Maybe it is part of the ground. It is part of the house. Just they hold, you sell the ayin ra. So you can't bring any proof from here to Hilchas Mikvah. So you have no proof Rabbi Elazar would be the man, would not hold from this halacha by Mikvah. So Mar says true, but Vi'ela Rabbi Elazar to Kiveris the verb. So maybe it's a different Rabbi Elazar. It talks about taking off beehives on Shabbos. What's the halacha of a beehive? Is a beehive when it's attached to the tree, is it called mechubah to the tree, that if you tear it off, you're doing an av malach of tailish, you're pulling something off the tree? Or maybe not. Shabbam says, Kiveris the verb means mechuberesim bekarkabatit. It's attached to the ground right now. You have a beehive. That's not done like this. Kiveris the verb, you have a beehive. Rabbi Elazar, why am I ready to karka? It has look like karka now. Since it's attached to the ground, it's called like karka. So Rashi says it means, Rashbam, l'chol dovelius niknes v'kesar shtad chazoko. Liknes akadim metalat on nislo aprusvul. Kilu karka. Even though really it itself is not karka, but now that you attach this bee up to the ground, it's called like karka. That you could sell it with kinyonic karka, you can write a prusvul. It says, v'koisnol aprusvul, you can write a prusvul. That's the law. You can only write up a prusbul nageya soon. To write up prusbul, somebody owes you money. You can only write up a prusbul if the loiva has property. So if the loiva only owns a kiveris, the varim, a beehive, it's also called that he owns property. And therefore, because of that alone, you could write up a prusbul. But the ain't a makabelis, and also, the ain't a makabelis to mkaymai. It's not makabel tumor either. Since it's called mechubel akarka, anything that's mechubel akarka is not makabel tumor. Rashbam says, "There in the kabel tuma, zu hakiverasim kaima, the chivah of kaberasi the karka. It's attached to the ground. Yotzim ateras kli. It's not called the kli anymore. The gam hadvash shabatoicha. Even the honey that's inside the beehive is also in the kabel tuma. The bottle of gabik kiveras. It all becomes bottle to the beehive itself, and therefore it's all called like mechubah the karka. It's not kabel tuma. But v'haroidim amenu b'shabbes. Let's say someone now like cracks open the beehive." And takes the honey out on Shabbos, Yishno Chayiv Chatas, it's called like Toilish. It's called upwards and now it was attached to the ground. It was attached. And you're like pulling it off the tree now. So you're being Chayiv Mishva Toilish. Shabbam says, V'roid v'nenu, Kishib v'mekoimu, it's in its place. Tainu mokam gedula shal dvash, Chayiv Chatas, ketoilish v'nakarka. It's like you're pulling it out of the ground. Alma, what do we see? The Rabbi Elazar, according to Rabbi Elazar, Chokaku, Olepsaif kovu, kekarka mishavilei. Because here this beehive, a beehive is something that first you formed it, and then you put it into the ground. And then the honeys came there, the bees came there to make the honey. But it was first a kli by itself, and then you attached it to the ground. So you see, according to Rabbi Elazar, once you attach it now to the ground, it's considered mamash like karka. And so far that on Shabbos, if you uproot it now, you chayif for tailish. So yourself, hilchus mikvah, it should also be kosher then. If you have your gutter, your pipe, even though true, first you made it into a pipe. So first you made it into a kli. But the chura now, when you attach it to the ground, it should become like part of the ground, that it loses the shem kli, should not be called mayim shuvim anymore. So that's the proof that the mivraisa before is not like Rebbe Elazar. Tich hachom man lechom say, ain't a kakarka know that this beehive, it was a kli by itself, even though now you attach it to the ground, nothing doing, it's not called karka. Not nikne with kinyonic karka. V'yein kaisman ola prusbul. If the loiva has no property, he only owns a beehive, nothing doing. The malva can't write a prusbul. O mekabelas tumma b'mekayma. Even when this beehive is attached to the ground, it's not called kakarka, it's mekabel tumma. If a sheriff touches it, it's mekabel tumma. The honey inside is mekabel tumma, it's like a kli, and the inside is called a mechel. And the haroidim amenu b'shabbos,
somebody pulls out the honey from this beehive on Shabbos, potter, he's potter. So here's the raya that the hilchas, that the brisa about mikvah is not like Rebbe Eliezer.
Yeah.
So Mara says, no, maybe there's no proof again. I'll tell you, Hossam over there, Kidiyoma Rebbe Eliezer, Kidiyoma Rebbe Eliezer, time of the Yomer Rebbe Eliezer, that might, hope you've seen him, Shtam says, Hossam Omer Rebbe Eliezer, my time of the Rebbe Eliezer, so it should be, Have you heard the Amor Rebbe Eliezer explain what's the reason of this, last halacha of Rebbe Eliezer Shito by Tiveris Devorim? Why does he say it's called like Karkadomi? My time of the Rebbe Eliezer, I'll tell you this new pasuk over here. Tachsid is a pasuk in Shmuel that says, Vayitzpol oiso the Yaras HaDvash. He like dipped it into Yaras HaDvash, the honey from the forest. So it says here the honey means the beehive. It's like a forest. It says so, Maya, just like a forest. HaTolish b'menu b'shabes chayiv chatis. Whoever rips any branches off a forest, off the tree, he's chayiv chatis on Shabbos, is after vash. The same thing by taking honey out of the beehive. HaRoidim b'menu b'shabes chayiv chatis. If you take the honey out of the beehive on Shabbos, shnoi chayiv chatis. So the kids, not because Rebbe Eliezer holds all over that whatever mechub lekaka is really called the kaka dummy. Could be like Hilchos Mikvois, this pipe, once it was a pipe, even though now you put it into the ground, still it makes mayim shuvim. Still a pasul de mikvah. There's only a new aloha here by Yaras HaDvash, by a beehive, there's a new gilu hakroh. Vayisai, since that's the way the honey grows, that's the way the bees make the honey, by using this beehive, and the beehive is on the ground, here it's a new aloha seated like it's growing out of the ground. But it's a special aloha, Shabbam says, Techoshav lekiveres devarim kemechuba. The new special aloha why a beehive is called like attached to the ground. Techsid is new pasuk here. Vayit poloisa biyaras advash. Biyoinisan ksiv. O dvash b'mokim geduli mari. When it grows over there. V'kor layar. Here the pasuk calls it a forest. Therefore it's only called kumachubar neged to growing. Neged to beehive. But not neged to mikvah. To this pipe where it was kokak was saif kavua. Could be according to Rebbe Eliezer. It would still be called a pipe. And therefore maybe would pass the mikvah. So we have no rises that this last brisa can't go according to Rebbe Eliezer. So Mar says true, Ella Radi, you know which Rebbe Eliezer it is. Ella Rebbe Eliezer de Daf. It's Rebbe Eliezer that says a look about a daf, about a board of a baker, a baker's board. It's not learned like this. Daf shel nachtumen. A baker has a board, sound that he needs on. Rashi says, Rashbam, Nesta Rach of a wide board. Larach Olav, to get the dough ready, for lola shesa pass to knead the pass. So he has his long kneading board. Linear he learns who daf shekvu of a kaisel. No, it's a board that he has a shelf that he has on the wall. Lita nola sa pass limchor. Kain shesam prava palter in shalanu. The kaisel b'teim b'chutz. It's like a window. It's like a showcase. Because you have a little shelf there. That after you bake your bread, you put out a few breads for show. That whoever wants to buy your bread, this is the way my bread looks. So that's what this nachtum has. Kids say it's a shelf, a board that a baker uses. It says halacha, daf shel nachtumim, the board of the baker, daf shel nachtumim. All right, turn over. It says, Yadav Shonachtumim, this board of the baker, Shekovu Bakoisel, that after you had the board, now you put it back into the wall, you nailed it down into the wall. So, Rabbi Eliezer Mitahir, Eliezer says, now this daf is not Makabel Tumor anymore. Once you nailed it down, you were conveyed to the wall, it's like part of the house right now, it's not called the clear anymore, therefore it's Mitahir. Hashbam says, the chola mechuba lekaka, harerika kaka, it's called like kaka, it's not makabu tumor anymore. However, the chachomim metamim. The chachomim say, no, still it's metame, it's not called bottle. Hashbam says, the loy bottle agave kaka, this board, even though now you hung it up, you nailed it into the wall, so what? V'tikin adash, machlikinois lekach, hu b'mokam chakikas atinur. Now the fact you first smoothed out this board, that's like the mokam hollowing out a gutter. The tikkun mishavli gemar kli lekabel tumah. That here, since you smoothed out this board, and it's a wide board, and it's made to store things on it, even though it's like pshuta kliyets, still it's mekabel tumah. Or midle maflik ben tiknum b'sayf kovu ben kovu b'sayf tiknum am rab leza kil tor loish nechok l'sayf kovu loish nechok l'sayf kokoku. No matter what it is, any time you put this beam in the ground, in the wall, it's mechubel l'karka, it's bottle to the karka. That's the proof that the brisa before that said about mikvoyes, that if you have the pipe and later you put it into the ground, it's still called a pipe, it still makes the water mine shuvin, is not like Rebbe Eliezer. Because here Rebbe Eliezer says clearly that this dasher nachtumim, once your kaveya bekoisel, right away it loses its din of a kli, it becomes bottled to the karka, it's not makabel tumah. Yeah. So therefore, man, who does the brisa of the mikvah go like? If it goes according to Rebbe Eliezer, if so, afilu chokuku ulipsayf kovu. According to Rebbe Eliezer, even though you have this pipe, that first you hollowed it out, you made it into a kli, and then you attach it to the ground, still it should be kosher for mikvah. Because the maisa, now that it's attached to the ground, according to Rebbe Eliezer, it's bottled to the karka. It's not makabel tumah, it doesn't have a shame kli. And here the brisa says clearly not like that. Here the brisa says clearly that tina shekokuku ulepsayf kovu poisel at the mikvah. Here it says if you first hollowed out the pipe and then later you put it into the mikvah is poisel. So here you see clearly it's not like Rebbe Eliezer. E rabbonin, if you want to say the brisa goes according to rabbonin, then afilu kovu ulepsayf chokuku nami. According to rabbonin, no. Even though you were first conveyed to the ground and then you hollowed it out, also, it should still be possible. Because the Rabbanan do not make any difference here. The Rabbanan say, Chom metamin, that is daf shonach tumin. And the Chom don't make any difference. Mashma for the Chom, even though first you took this board, and you were conveyor, you attached it to the wall. And after it's in the wall, then you smoothed it out. Then you made it into a kli. Still the Chom says, Mekabel tumah. You see, according to Chomim, even though first you attached it to the ground, but so what? If you go later and hollow it out, or smooth it out, make it into a kli, it's makabel tumah according to Rabban. Says so, does Brisa, who does it go like? It's not like Rebbe Eliezer, it's not like the Chomim, who does it go like? Sumer says, no. L'yaylam, really, I'll tell you, Rebbe Eliezer. Really, this Brisa, mikvoy is good according to Rebbe Eliezer. And I'll tell you like this. I, according to Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Eliezer's mashman is... Says dasho nachtumim that once you kaveil a kaisel, even though it's first kokak, it becomes tor. And here the mikvah says by mikvois, if it was first kokak, it's still posel. I tell you the difference. Veshani pshute kliyets titume de rabbonon. Over here by this dasho nachtumim, it's a plain board. It has no base kibble. There's no inside to it. It's a flat board. So usually a pshute kliyets is tor midiraita. It's only mikabel tumim with the rabbanon here, where it's wide, that you could use it to store things on top of it. But it's only a tumim with the rabbanon. So since it's only tumim with the rabbanon, here Rebbe Eliezer holds that if you would, even though first you smoothed it out and made it into a kli, but later when you put it into the wall, it becomes bottled to the wall, it's not mikabel tumim anymore. Because the tumim is only with the rabbanon. But over here, this tinur, that you make a real base kibble, you hollow it out, and you make mamish a good place to mekabel the water, that's called the real kli midiraisa. There's mekabel tumah midiraisa. There he agrees that if you first made it into a kli,